A federal report shows that the cost of basic groceries are rising. In many cases, food prices are outpacing inflation.
It's very difficult sometimes to get a meal on the table.
According to a U.S. Bureau of Labor statistic, prices for produce are up 3%, milk 10%, and beef 13% from January of this year. Vernice Green knows the hardship of buying food. Months ago, she fed her family with the help from Bread for the City, a local food pantry. She now works here.
Families need to eat. You know, even though we've got this recession going on for productivity, for the kids, you know, they need to be fed.
Green helps to assemble grocery bags for those who cannot afford to eat. And numbers of impoverished people who need this type of assistance are on the rise. Nearly one in five Americans say they lack the money to buy food. Bread for the City has experienced a steady rise in clients over the past 6 years. It now provides services to the community to more than 50,000 people a year. Services include food programs, medical attention, and counseling. An expansion is planned to be opened later this year. Sharon Gruber is a nutritionist. She has worked with federal and state programs nationwide, such as Feed the Children, Share Our Strength, and SNAP, that serve nearly 57 million people, or 19% of Americans requiring public assistance.
We will only serve our clients foods that we think will be supportive of their health. The food bank now supplies those foods to other smaller agencies as well.
For the holidays, Green is putting together a holiday helpings bag that will contain turkey with all the trimmings and enough to last a family of four at least 3 days. 8,000 families will receive these packages.
We also have beans, we have vegetables, we have fruits, and we also have pasta.
Poverty rates affect African Americans and Latinos more than whites. The Census Bureau found minority group poverty grew 1.1% and 1.9% respectively. More than 21 million people nationwide who self-identify as African American or Latino live below the federal poverty line. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.